The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 12 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Talia Cliott. Here are today's headlines. Daylight murder shocks the McGill community. What was left out of yesterday's throne speech, and health workers take to the streets. Shock in the McGill ghetto after a woman was stabbed to death on the street yesterday afternoon. Maggie McDonald is on the scene now. Maggie, how is it looking?
So I'm on the corner of Millsboom Street in Elmer, where a 24-year-old woman was stabbed to death yesterday. Right now, the street is pretty calm. There's a lot of people walking by, a lot of students, since it happened close to McGill. In fact, I can see the entrance from where I'm standing.
What exactly happened?
The police was called on the scene at around 4:30. The 36-year-old man was standing beside the body when the police got there. He was arrested and interviewed by them. They also confirmed that the suspect was a former roommate of the victim and that there was the domestic violence going on. Here's what the Nick Dubuc, spokesperson for the SPVM, had to say.
So we received many 911 calls from witnesses that saw that there was an altercation between a man and a woman on the street. At one point, the man, the suspect, a male age of 36 years old, was seen stabbing the woman.
What was the general reaction?
So I spoke with a person who lives right beside where it happened. He told me he was really surprised since it is a student area. But for Pamela Jamala, this was not surprising. She says that this is not the first time this type of crime happens in this area this year, but she's still very in shock.
I think at first, because it's the McGill ghetto, I wasn't too surprised. But when I looked at the Reddits and heard more information about it, and hearing the fact that the woman is young and like relatively close to my age.
The suspect should be in court at around 2:30 this afternoon.
Thank you, Maggie. Legault faces pushback for saying Quebec Anglos are the best-served minority in Canada in yesterday's throne speech. Anglophone groups are frustrated that he defines the community without consulting them. Legault also announced that he plans to lift Quebec's state of emergency in early 2022 once children aged 5 to 11 are vaccinated. He hopes to decentralize healthcare in response to gaps exposed by the pandemic. With the International Conference on Climate Change quickly approaching, will Legault be able to represent us well? Cédric Galland has more on this.
When it comes to climate change, Legault's speech was lacking. With no real promise for action, opposition leaders are beginning to worry about his plan, especially with Legault representing Quebec at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. PQ Environmental Representative Sylvain Gaudreau had something to say about that. Concerning the speech Legault did yesterday, I am baffled to see that the Prime Minister omitted to say his environmental expectations. Quebec is a major player when it comes to clean energy. It would be important for Legault to make a stance during this conference, displaying Quebec as a global force in sustainable energy. Political analyst Robert Frank says this.
Quebec is biggest energy production is in the hydroelectrical generation, so it has a very direct exposure to the energy field.
Quebec is a world representative for sustainable energy. Legault has big shoes to fill if he wants to represent the province in Glasgow, but most importantly, he has to keep his word and make things happen regarding climate change. For Concordia News, this is Cédric Galland.
Quebec will no longer allow the extraction of oil and natural gas on the province's territory. The decision was announced yesterday as the Prime Minister explained the government's priorities. Mackenzie Sanche is live with us. Mackenzie, what does this decision mean for Quebecers? Well, the government simply renounced to extracting these resources, but not importing yet. The decision aims to reach Legault's goal for Quebec to be a greener province, which is something that we've been striving for a long time. And he wants us to become environmental leaders, which is why this decision was made. So for now, it's really only extraction.
How are people reacting to this news?
It's a big decision for the environment, of course. Many activist groups are very happy about this decision. It's a step in the right direction for carbon neutrality. However, economic groups are a bit more worried. They know that a lot of money goes into this industry, and they're worried about what we're going to lose by cutting this out. A political analyst, Robert Frank, is a bit worried also that electricity might not be enough to supply for what we're losing in the natural gas and the petrol and oil.
The important point is, will that monopoly producer and distributor of electricity in Quebec be able to increase its capacity sufficiently to furnish electrical energy to fill the void that it has created by having the government rule other forms of energy out of use?
How will this affect the province's economy?
As mentioned, it's going to have certainly a big impact. However, Legault is not really worried because we're getting a lot of money as well from contracts with the U.S. for electricity that we can send to them. As for the Quebecers in general, life is going to stay pretty normal for now. Catherine Hood at Énergir is not that worried for now.
At Énergir, we are not invested in natural gas production. We distribute natural gas to our customers here in Quebec. Therefore, we're totally behind the government's decision.
So imports of these resources are still possible, so the economy isn't going to stop dead because of this decision. It's just no extraction that was specified by the government.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Looks like there's still hope for Canada's small businesses. 43% of them reported low sales because of pandemic-related challenges. Yet, 42% also believe that the economy will improve in the next 12 months. That's according to PayMall Canada's recent survey. 26% of small businesses plan to hire more employees, and 27% of them plan to invest more in their company. Healthcare professionals and technicians take to the streets in downtown Montreal this morning. They're protesting slow negotiations for the renewal of their collective agreement. Nadia Trudel is live from the protest. What's the atmosphere like over there?
Well, they're blasting rock music. They have their noisemakers. There's dancing. So there's sort of an atmosphere of community with these people. But at the same time, there's, of course, a lot of anger and frustration over slow negotiations.
What are the general reactions?
Well, you can hear that in this interview, because you'll also hear all the noise.
We're here today because time flies by, still goes on, and we still haven't heard back from the government for our convention. Yeah, and we need to put some pressure on the government so Madame Lebel comes back with some offers, because they give to everyone, but there's still 60,000 people with no convention and no work conditions.
What are they hoping to accomplish?
Basically, they are hoping to get a salary increase and to help lower mandatory overtime, because that is a big issue right now. That's why they gave nurses a bonus at the end of September to try to attract them back to the public sector. But the same efforts have not been made for technicians and other healthcare professionals.
Thank you, Nadia.
Working from home doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. Two-thirds of businesses plan on keeping remote work 3 days a week. That's according to a survey of 200 businesses at a recent job and professional development fair. Close to 16% of businesses will continue working from home 2 days a week. Another 16% hopes to return to the office full-time as soon as possible. For sports, the NBA season begins with an upset. The Dodgers mount a comeback against the Braves, and the Canadiens' losing streak continues. Here's Peter Vrionis with all the details.
Back at the blue line, walks the line, sends it across, one-timer scores!
The Montreal Canadiens lost their fourth straight game to open up the regular season last night. The Bell Centre was not filled to capacity, and the crowd seemed dejected all throughout the contest. They are missing many key players and have not looked good in any areas thus far. Hab fans, this may be time to panic.
Got a pitch to Bellinger, and a fly ball to right center field. It's well hit, and it is.
That three-run home run from Cody Bellinger helped the Los Angeles Dodgers avoid losing a third consecutive game. The National League Championship Series is now 2-1 in the Atlanta Braves' favor after the eighth inning heroics from last night. First pitch of Game 4 is scheduled for tonight at 8:08 p.m. in Atlanta.
Leaves it a pump fake. Outside, Wiggins, three, bullseye!
The Golden State Warriors rolled into the Staples Center in L.A. last night and stunned the championship favorite L.A. Lakers. The Warriors used a team approach to defeat Los Angeles 121-114 on opening night of the NBA. The NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Nets 127-104. There are 11 games on the hardwood scheduled for tonight, including the Toronto Raptors, who will take on the Washington Wizards at 7:30 p.m. at Scotiabank Arena. The Houston Astros scored 7 runs in the final inning against the Boston Red Sox to claim a 9-2 victory. That tied an MLB playoff record. The American League Championship Series is tied at 2-2. Game 5 is set to start today at 5:08 p.m. And finally, Evander Kane has been suspended for 21 games by the NHL for violating COVID protocols. Kane was previously sanctioned for a gambling accusation. It will be hard to ever imagine Evander Kane playing in the NHL again.
Thank you, Peter. There are two types of Montrealers, those who love winter and those who hate it. Good news for those who love it, Saguenay saw the first snow of the season yesterday. For those dreading the cold, it's snow big deal, though. It's just a dusting. For now. On the bright side, it's already melted and temperatures have returned to low teens. Either way, it's time to start thinking about those winter tires. And now for the weather. A sunny fall day is on today's menu, hitting highs of 16 this afternoon. Enjoy the sun while we've got it. There's rain tomorrow. Clouds will set in Friday for the whole weekend, when we'll see dips into single-digit temperatures. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Talia Cliott.